President, confident North Korean leader will act on nukes.
I believe that he's going back and will start it virtually immediately.
Hosting the 2026 World Cup.
Canada, Mexico, and USA have been selected.
Judge gives green light to huge merger.
It's epic. I mean, this one is really big.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. Just after getting back to the United States this morning, President Trump tweeted, North Korea is no longer our biggest and most dangerous problem. There is no longer a nuclear threat, he writes. After his historic summit in Singapore, he told Fox News,
I felt very good at the beginning, and I talked about we have to denuke. This country has to be denuked, and he understood that. He fully understood it.
And he defended his decision to give North Korea and China a win in his discussions.
One of the things that I'm very happy about, we're not going to play the war games anymore, which you know how expensive that is. We're flying these massive bombers in for practice from Guam.
Reporter Jason Strother in Seoul says that move caught some off guard.
Officials here in South Korea were not informed, nor were officials in the U.S. military stationed here. However, the South Korean president's spokesperson indicated during a press conference that in order to keep dialogue going with North Korea, calling off the exercises could be an option.
Asia correspondent Ben Tracy has more on the post-summit coverage in North Korea.
Pictures on the front page of the North Korean newspaper today are exactly what the regime wanted its people to see. Kim Jong-un looks like a respected world leader, not a brutal dictator from a poor and isolated country.
Well, the U.S. has had relationship strains with Mexico and now Canada, but the three have just been picked to be the hosts for the world's biggest sporting event 8 years from now. CBS's Steve Futterman.
The World Cup is coming to the U.S. and North America.
Canada, Mexico, and USA have been selected by the FIFA Congress.
A joint bid involving all three countries was selected. Before the vote took place, an impressive presentation.
Our people are ready. Our nations are ready. And we are excited to welcome the world.
The only other country making a bid was Morocco. Although it's a joint bid, all of the major matches will take place in the U.S. The World Cup final will be held at MetLife Stadium just outside New York City. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
It's expected a new round of major mergers could be around the corner now that a federal judge has cleared the way for AT&T's takeover of Time Warner over the objections of the Justice Department. CBS News financial contributor Melody Hobson says telecom companies need to branch out.
They're going after content because streaming has become so important and such a big part of our lives now. Netflix is now a bigger company than Disney by $4 billion. And others are realizing as people continue to cut the cord that they have to figure out other ways to get this kind of distribution.
Well, now to San Antonio, where an 18-wheeler was stopped with 55 people inside, some of them children. They're suspected of entering the country illegally, but Fire Chief Charles Hood says they're mostly in good condition.
This truck was air conditioned. This truck had water, so they were hydrated. They were cool. They were hungry.
In Washington, the House is set to vote next week on two separate immigration bills. One would pave the way to citizenship for young immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children. The other one does not. South Carolina Republican Congressman Mark Sanford lost a primary battle hours after President Trump tweeted that he was trouble. Mr. Trump backed the woman who won, Katie Arrington.
We are the party of President Donald J. Trump.
Political scientist Larry Sabato says voters this fall in many states will be offered stark differences.
In deeply red states, these Trump Republicans will win. But in purple competitive states and in blue states of all shades, they will not win.
A new wildfire is on the move in a ski resort area of central Colorado. It's forced the evacuation of 1,300 homes. Fire official Jeff Barino says the fire's burned only about 100 acres, but is dangerously close to property.
There are no structures that have been lost. There have been no injuries, and we want to keep it that way.
Cybersecurity experts say it's not a question of if, but when hackers will be able to take over a commercial jetliner. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
Hacking an airliner is already possible. Documents obtained by CBS News show Homeland Security scientists have already done it under test conditions, accessing life support, engines, and fuel systems. But that's only part of what's keeping former FBI official Ron Hosko awake at night.
My fear is that our nation acts most directly when they're on the backside of a crisis.
He says we should be investing in cyber protection now, before hackers succeed in bringing down one of our jetliners. Steve?
A new program in Central Florida is training everyday people to stop potential school shooters. CBS's Adriana Diaz says they're called school safety guardians.
Armed with real guns and real bullets, everyday people are training to take down a potential school shooter.
We're going to be there to engage.
You're a minister. Why did you decide to do this?
Well, I have three small children. My wife is a teacher.
Change your targets out for me, please.
Candidates for the Guardian program have to pass background and psychological checks before an intensive six-week course that includes firearms training, precision shooting, and both virtual and live active shooter scenarios. Only the candidates who score high enough on tactical and written tests will be placed in one of Polk County's 85 elementary schools this fall. The Polk County program was created by Sheriff Grady Judd and School Superintendent Jacqueline Bird. What about parents who are uncomfortable with more guns on campus or any guns on campus?
Those parents need to wake up and understand this is a new normal. And their job is simply this, to be well-trained, to react within seconds, to find the active shooter and kill him graveyard dead.
Well, Amazon fought back. So did other big companies in Seattle. Now the city council's voted to repeal a month-old tax on major businesses to fund programs for the homeless. Federal Reserve policymakers are expected to announce a quarter-point interest rate hike today. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger says it would be the second boost this year.
Economists believe we're looking at 3.5% up to 4% growth in the second quarter. Price pressures are building, so it's likely the Fed is going to make this move to moderate interest rates and get them to a more normal level.
Well, here's something to think about at the morning breakfast table, served up by CBS's Jim Shenavy.
Fresh or frozen? When it comes to orange juice, you might think fresh is the better choice, but new studies suggest frozen is healthier. Scientists have discovered that your body can absorb more antioxidants from orange juice that's been frozen, then defrosted, than it does from fresh or pasteurized juice. It's because the freezing and thawing breaks down antioxidant carotenoids into smaller particles that are easier for the intestines to absorb. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
Well, a lot of consumers like to look for the Made in the USA label. From Tennessee, there's word former executives of a bootmaker, Welco, have been sentenced to prison or probation for falsely advertising that their products were made here. Uppers and insoles were actually produced in China, and workers at their U.S. factory replaced the Made in China labels. And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.